you going? Oh God, we come and we just want to lift you up and glorify you, Lord. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, God. And we just want to bless you on tonight. We want to set the atmosphere, God, that you may be able to enter in. You say, well, two or three are gathered, you are there, Lord. And we just want to welcome you into the sanctuary on tonight, God. We want to welcome you into our hearts on tonight, Lord. We want to welcome you into this place on tonight, Father. We want you to take residence inside of our hearts. We want you to take residence inside of our minds on tonight, God. We want to open ourselves up unto you in totality, Lord. That you may be able to enter in, God, and abide in us, Lord. We want you on tonight. Oh God, we're seeking your face, God. We're seeking your face like we never seeked you before, God. We're laying down before you on tonight, Lord. And we're opening up ourselves unto you, God. We want you to endow us on tonight, God. We want you to succumb us on tonight, Lord. We want you, God. Hey! Oh God, we want the more of you. We want the more of you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it in loco sana. We are not going to be complacent where we are. We are not going to be distracted or even consumed with the cares of this world and this life. But we're going to seek your face, God, with every morsel and every fiber in our being. We're going to seek you, God. We want your presence to be in here, God. We want you, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Fall fresh on us tonight, Lord. Fall fresh in this place, Father God. Let your spirit be in here. Oh, God. Let your spirit empower us on tonight, Father God. Drench us in your blood on tonight, Lord. Hey, God. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, God. We want you, Lord. We need you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We're not going to be okay, shutting it like I see. I am a husband. Oh God, we want to tell you how much we love you. We want to tell you how much we adore you. We want you to know that we be up on something that we appreciate you, God. We want you to get up on to accept our gratitude on tonight, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. We want to outpour into you tonight, God. We want to bless you with the fruit of our lips. We want to bless you with every morsel and every fiber in our being. We want to lift you up, God. We lift you up, God. We lift you up, Lord. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We never get tired of praising you. We never get tired of blessing you. We never get tired of bowing down to you. We never get tired of being in your presence. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice. We want to be in your presence. We want you, God. Hallelujah. 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 The more, give us the more, give us the more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us the more, God. Give us the more, God. We want the more. We desire the more. Rain tonight, God. Let your majesty. Reveal your sovereignty. For you are God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We dare not lift up anything higher than you. We dare not lift up anybody higher than you. We dare not lift up any substance higher than you. We dare not lift up any situation higher than you. We dare not lift up any illness higher than you. We dare not lift up our children higher than you. We dare not lift up any jobs or any okoshana. Nothing is greater than you. You are he was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation. It is you, God, that makes it all happen. You put evil against good. It is you, God, that settles the score. You are the avenger. It is you, God, that has all wisdom and knowledge. You, God, and we bless you. We bless you. We glorify you. We glorify you, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. 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 And we tell you how much we love you. We tell you how much we adore you. We love nothing and nobody else more than we love you, God. We love you on today. With every muscle, every fiber in our being. We love you on today, God. Hallelujah. We love you on today, God. We love you, Lord. We want you to notice, God, because we don't tell you enough. But we want to tell you right now. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to bless you, Lord. Oh God, we're going to bless you. We're going to bless you. We want you to know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that you are the most important thing in our lives. And if by chance we raised up anything or anybody higher than you, Lord, we want to pull it down right now. We pulling down that man. We pulling down that woman. We pulling down that child. We pulling down that job. We pulling down that money. We pulling down our ourselves. Oh God, for you are the greatest of all time. You are omnipotent and omnipresent. It is you that sits high and look low. It is you, God, that sits on the holy throne that holds all the power. It is you, God, and we want to reverence you. We want to bow down to you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we want to give you our best. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be consumed. We're not going to worry about what's going on the job. We're not going to worry about what's going on at home. We're not going to worry about what's going on in our families. But the only thing that we're going to do right now, God, is seek your face and look unto you from which cometh thy help. Because we know that you can help us in that situation. We know that you got the solution. We know that you are the revolution, the resolution. It is you, God. So we're coming unto you, God, and we're casting all our cares at your feet. We're giving you every problem. We're giving you every situation. We're giving you every concern. We're giving you any and everything that causes us to waver. We're giving you any and every doubt. We're giving you any and every tear. We're giving you any and every fear. We're giving you any and every thought. Oh God, we put it all down at your feet. We bringing everything under subjection tonight. We breaking free, God. We breaking free from them old ties and them soul ties, because you gave us access to the freedom through your blood. today, and we denounce it, any and everything that's not like you, God. We tear down any and every wall that we build up. We tear down any and every false thought that we conjured up. We tear down any and every delusion that we made up. Oh God, we pulling it all down on today. Every addiction that we have, we tear it down and loosen it from us on today, God. Because you gave us the power to do so. You said we are mighty through you, God. And by your might, by your power, and by your spirit, it is so. We claim it all on tonight, God. We come in agreement with it, Jesus. We come in agreement with what you said to us. We come in agreement with what you spoke over our lives. We come in agreement with what you declared. We come in agreement with what you decreed. We come in agreement with the plan that you got for us. Oh, God. Oh God, we come in agreement. We come in agreement right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And it don't matter what it look like. We come in agreement that our husbands are here. It don't matter what it seem like. We come in agreement that you're saving our children. It does not matter what we hear. We come in agreement with the expansion, Lord. It ain't everything that you declared and decreed. I know it is so, because you are not a God that shall lie. I know you are God of truth, and I accept it on tonight, God. I accept your will, Lord. We accept your way, God. We accept your declaration. We accept your constitution. We accept your blood. We accept your freedom. We accept your wholeness. We accept your joy. We accept your completeness. We accept your fulfillment. We accept the divine destiny that you have given us individually. We accept and we come in agreement. Oh God, we come in agreement. Nadia koshandere la kasia. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. If you be for us, who can stand against us? We are more than conquerors, and we are overcomers. Oh God, we are just who you say we are. And we accept it on tonight. I accept it, God. Oh, mama, nere lo koshandere. Go now, me, O go shande de lo go sande de mo go shande de lo go sia. Oh God, we are we thank you for the access. We thank you for the marriage that you have given us unto you. We thank you for the unionships in the homes. We thank you, Father God, for a kind communication. We thank you, God, for the elevation of your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. 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 For it all, Lord. Thank you for the trial. Thank you for the testing. Thank you for the challenge. Thank you for the disappointments. Thank you for the yoko shanda. Thank you. Hiya bahashanda. Hiya bahashanda. Yeah, God. Thank you, God. Oh God, we thank you for any and everything that be your Sunday and local sea. And even though it put us in a place of discomfort, we want to thank you for it. Even though it put us in a place, Father God, where we your sana, we thank you for it. We thank you on today, God, for giving us the strength to endure. We thank you on today, God, for giving us the strength to press. Thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, God, because if it was not for all the experiences, we would not have even known, God, that we was capable. Oh God, thank you, God. Thank you for showing us what's inside of us. Thank you for showing us our worth. Thank you for completing the work that you gave to us. Thank you for the work that you have begun in us. Thank for the saturation of your glory. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, God, because you do so much. Your sovereignty, your sovereignty, your sovereignty. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for enriching us. We thank you for enlightening us. We thank you for illuminating us. We thank you for teaching us. We thank you, God, for your word, because your word is what's making us free. Your word is what's breaking those chains. Your word is what's loosening the shackles. Your word, God, your word is what removes the scales off our eyes. It uncork our ear gates. It give us a heart of flesh. It's your word, God. And we accept your word on tonight. We accept your truth, God. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes. My heart says yes. My thought says yes. My mind says yes. My body says yes. Yes, 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 God. Oh, Baba, share that if you're concerned in La Casilla. Oh, God, yes. Yes to the next. Yes to the next. Yes to the next. Yes to the next. We will not be stuck in the past. We will not be stuck in the past. But we are in expectation for the future. And our soul says, yes, we agree with you today, God. Because we know can't nobody do it but you. We know that you are. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creations. He called Baba Shedero Kosana. And we give ourselves unto you. We give our hearts unto you. We give our minds unto you. We give everything unto you, God. We're making ourselves available unto you. We're giving our bodies as a living sacrifice. Oh God, that you can have your way. Have your way, God, for real. Have your way, God, for real. Have your way, God. Because you don't even want to make us proper. You don't even want to make us proper, God. You the only one that can get us right. You are the only one that can make us right. You're the only one that can have us to think right, to act right, to love right, to be right, to do right, to walk right, to talk right. It is you, God. You are. Oh, God. You are God. And I surrender and commit my words unto you. I surrender and commit every me of my concern and concern. Every concern, God, I give it to you now. Everything that I carry for others, Lord, I give it to you now. Everything that's hidden in the hearts of your people, I give it to you now. I'm standing up, God, for your people. Every enemy, God, I get up, I'm shot down. Everybody that despitefully yoke, I'm shot down, I give it to you, Lord. Everybody that hate you, I'm shot down, I give it to you, God. Everybody that resent you, I'm shot down, I give it to you, God. The years of carrying it up, God, I let you go see. I release it to you now, Jesus. Oh, God, that I may be delivered from evil. Oh, God. Every care, every worry, every trouble, we give it to you now. Because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can take care of it. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, speak, or imagine. We're emptying ourselves right now. We're decluttering our hearts right now. We're removing all the packages, God. And we're giving it to you now. Oh God, we're giving it to you now. We could it because should it look here. Severing uprooted any pattern. Severing uproot anything that may cause us, Father God, to go into a place of mediocre pattern. Fill us tonight with your mediocre. Fill our mediocre shot in the mediocre. Oh God. Oh God, do it, Lord. Do it because I know that you can. Do it because I know that you're able. Do it on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you are the one that that is so powerful to do it all. You are the one to do it all. Do it, 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 God. Oh, God. Do it, God. Oh, God. We tell you that we love you and we appreciate you, Father God, for even doing it in advance, Lord. Something that we are blessing you for and thanking you even before you do it, because we know that you're going to do it. You said, Father God, anything that we coming at you for according to your Father's will, it will be done. Do it, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We rest in you on tonight. We rest in your presence right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We rest in you on tonight, Father God. We rest in you, Kantiko, Mama Mande, the local Shande, Mama Mande, the local Sia. Because if you said it, it's a guarantee it's going to happen. And I stand on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it because Shande, the local Sia. Oh, Mama Mande, the local Shande, Mama Mande, the local Shande, the local Sia. Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba, say the local son, the local thing. Oh, mama, little local son, the little local sea, your baby, cushion, little like a sea. Oh, mama, little local son. Oh, God, we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called Baba Bashe the local sea, and you know, Mamma, the local shanty. Oh, Mamma, the local shanty, Mamma, the local sea. Cover your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the reassurance of you governing over our lives. Oh, Mamma, the local shea, I get big gold, and the local sea. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, God. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because I know that you can. And kept your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Oh, mama, need a local shine, need a like I see, I need a local shine. Oh God, let your angels stand, God, and take watch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our hearts, Lord, that we may be able to accept your word. Open up our eyes and our ears that we may be able to spiritually see and discern. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun inside of your people on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forward on tonight, Father God, quick and powerful as it is. Oh God, see code beko shande de la casilla yene baba hashana. Send your angels, see code de loco shande de la casilla. Oh God, let he go shande me man de loco shande de loco. Oh God, you know what each and every last one of us need individually. You know what we need, God. I'm asking you right now to simply do what you do best and then see about your people. I'm asking you to do it for us even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you to write down all this stuff that you want God to free you from and to release you from. Before we get ready to start service, we want to release all these things that we may be able to break forth and break out of some things that the Lord will bring us and break us through some things. I want you to write down any and every individual thought that has caused you to be consumed inside of your mind. Write all these things down. Don't just sit them on your seat next to you, but bring them and put them on the altar. As you put these things on the altar, I want you to stand there and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Touch our families on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, touch our hearts on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Complete the work that you've begun inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And give us that clarity that we need. Give us that spirit of obedience, Father God, that we will not have to suffer the sicknesses inside of our bodies. Give us that spirit of obedience, Father God, that we will not have to suffer in our lives from lack of repentance. Renew the right spirit in us, God. Give us a contrite heart. Give us a spirit of remorse, Lord. Let us not go into a place of degradation or segregation, pointing a finger, wagging a head, or even being opinionated or carrying regrets, even within our own selves. Saturate us on tonight, God. Saturate us on tonight, God. Let us not leave here the same way that we came, God. Because we just simply want the more of you. Give us the more, Lord. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Give you guys some time to write down these things. And then pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a lot of times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing so many things to consume us because of what we see and what we hear. The things that we try to figure out on our own and even try to work out on our own. And even when things are not going the way that we want it to go, we have a tendency of getting so wrapped up in the cares of this world and this life until we forget from whence cometh our help. I stand in agreement and touch in agreement with the Lord on tonight for everything that he have already declared and decreed over each and every last one of our lives. We have to learn and practice and make it an addiction inside of us to literally cast our cares at his feet and give it up to him. And then pray for ourselves, not for pity or just simply for him to do something, but to prepare us for the next, to prepare us for what he has already planned. Because a lot of us is not ready for the things that we ask him for. A lot of us has not have the heart change inside of us to even to accept it, less known to receive it. The Lord has spoken some things over each and every last one of our lives, and we think it's far-fetched, or we think and believe that it's too good to be true. But what we must realize and understand that God is good, and any and everything that he say is true. We have to get it inside of our hearts and even inside of our thoughts. Let's know in our mind, because it's in our mind, but our thoughts make us question what he has said. If the Lord says something to us, it goes into our mind and is stored in our mind. But the thoughts that is towards what God has said to us and stored inside of our mind causes us to question him. I do not want us to get into an addictive state to constantly keep questioning him when, how, where. All I want us to do is get addicted to saying, Lord, prepare me. I accept it and I come in agreement with it that you may be able to receive it. We need to be in preparation for what God is doing in our lives in this season, at this time, in this year. Lord, prepare us, Father God, that we would not self-sabotage absolutely nothing that you have already declared, God. Prepare us, Lord, that we won't even self-sabotage our own selves through our own thoughts. Prepare us, Lord, that we may be just what you want us to be, that we may do just what you want us to do. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to continue to practice the old ways and the old thoughts and the old attitudes. Give us the clarity that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to not lean to our own understanding, even if we don't understand what you're doing. Help us to accept what you are doing, God, that we may be able to receive your doing. I'm going to say that again. Help us, Lord. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be more mindful of our thoughts, casting those things down that is exalting itself against the knowledge of your truth. Your word is true. Whether you spoke it, whether we read it, whether you told it to us in a dream of it, it is true. Give us the wisdom that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be in preparation for all the koshana mama nidi loko sana. Oh God, he called it nidi loko sana. Hey God, he called it nidi loko sana. Hey, your man nidi loko sana de la kasiya. Hey, your mahashan nidi loko siya. Take your people higher, God. Oh, my man, little local shun, little Acacia. Take them higher, God. Oh, my man, little local shun, little Acacia, little local shun. Take them higher, God. Take them higher, Lord. He called it, he did the local shun, little Acacia. Oh, my man, little local shun, little Acacia. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out your floodgates. God, little local shun. Hiya, my mama, nede loco, shanne de la casilla. Hope in the oco, shanne de la casilla. Hiya, the loco, see. However you designed it, Lord, do it, do it, do it, do it. However you designed it, God, do it. For your purpose, for your will, that you may get the glory. It's all about you, Lord. It's not about us. This is your church. These are your people. We belong to you. Oh, mama, ne de loco shande de la casilla. Oh, mama, ne de loco shande de la casilla. Oh, God, ne loco shande, mama, ne de loco si. Oh, God, and we thank you in advance. We thank you for considering the prayers that we put on the altar, God. All these things that we lay at your feet, removing and hidden intentions and hidden motives, God. Any and everything, Father God, he called it local sea. Let us come to you the way that you designed us to come to you, Lord. Oh, mama, need a local sea, not to need a local sea, but simply that you can free us from our own selves. Hiya, mama, need a local sea, need a local sea. He called mama nideloko shande de la casilla yerobaba ashanda. Oh God, we may not have understood why we had to go through what we went through, why we had to be in that situation for so long. But what we do understand, God, is that you know what is best for us. We tear down every wall that we build up. We tear down any and everything, Father God. We close any old chapters, Lord, and we move into the next. We move into the next knowing that you are guiding us. We move into the next knowing that we are not alone. We move into the next knowing that you, God, are with us. I accept my future. I accept my future in you, God. I accept the declaration that you're playing for me, God. I accept it on today and I come in agreement with it, God. Whatever it is, I surrender me to you. Oh, mama, ne de loco, shande de la casilla, yo baba, shande de la casilla. Break any old ties, any soul ties. Break those chains of addictions, Lord. That be called it, oh, mama, ne de loco, shande me, mama, ne de loco, siya. Oh, God, break them right now, God. That we won't keep dragging those bonds and chains with us. Loose them, God. Free us, God. Settle us, establish us, strengthen us, Lord. Oh, mama, nidoloko, shanidolo, mama, nidoloko, siya. Prepare the Cruz family, God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a loco, see. Prepare me their hearts. Prepare me their thoughts. Prepare me their minds, God, and free them from their own understanding. Oh, mama, nidoloko, siya. Every family member that's attached, Father God, that has had a name change. Through marriage, every family that's attached, Father God, that he called it a local son. Oh, my man, need a local shun, my man, need a local see. Oh, my man, need a local shun, need a like I see. Raise your people up, God. Raise your people up in every tongue, every nationality, and every culture. Raise us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may lift up a standard for you, God. Raise us up, he called it because shun him in a cassia, come in a local shun up. He called him a man in a cassia, make a son in a local shun up. Oh God, raise us, he called me in a local shun in a man in a local sea for your purpose, God. Oh, my man, he called son in a man in a local shun up. Hiya, mama, mama, man in a local sea. Break the chains off, he took hold, nana, in a local sea. Every be a co shun in a la cassie, break them loose from that in a local shun. Hey! Oh, my man in a local shun. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it because I know that you can. I know that you're willing. I know that you delight in the deal, co see that big shun in a local sea. Oh, mama, need a loco, shun it like I see you, you know, baba, shun it, loco, sana. Oh, mama, need a loco, shun it. Oh, baba, baba, say the loco, she, I'm a little kiss of the loco, shun it, and I need a loco, see. Oh, God, do it, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, even as we stand before you and your word go forward, I'm asking you to give us a heart, God, to understand it. Because of fire on the tongue, God, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, that we only speak the oracles of you. Rain down your spirit on tonight, God. And help us, Lord, in any and every area of our lives. I'm asking you to do it for us right now, God, individually, Lord. We're shaking it all off. We're laying it at your feet. We're giving it to you right now, God. And we tell you we love you and we thank you in advance. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Oh, mama, thank you, God, for your help. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for your clarity. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your assurance that we can remember that we have insurance in you. Thank you, Jesus, for covering us, keeping us, sheltering us, protecting us, holding us, God, even when we did not deserve it. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in fellowship, love, and unison, Lord. Father God, I ask on tonight you'll be in our midst and be in our presence, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that even as I share these things on tonight, Father God, that you will lead me by your spirit, Father God. Lord God, whatever it is you want me to share, place upon my heart, Lord God, let it be edifying in you, Lord God, enlightening, Father God, encouraging, Father God, and even, Father God, open up the more understanding unto me on tonight, God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Thank you for the privilege and the honor, Lord God, to gather together, Lord God, to even be able, Father God, to expound on these things on tonight, God. May we have hearts of flesh and heart of acceptance, Lord God, to accept and receive in and everything, Lord God, that you have in store for us, God. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for any and everything that you're about to do us tonight, Lord God. Let's continue, Father God, to break forth and break free. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I have a few things to share. And where my topics extend from is trust him in this place. Trust him in this place. That's something that's been on my heart lately. It's something God has been saying to me the last couple of days because of all the things that I have experienced lately. We are 2.5 weeks into 2025 and the challenges have been challenging. But through it all, God has been there each and every step of the way. So on today, I had just been pondering and reflecting about this place that I'm in. And instead of going asking God why I gotta be in this place, asking him what I need to be doing in this time while I'm in this place, and help me to see me and some things that I'm doing that I may be causing myself not to be able to be fully trusting him in a place that I am in, or allowing him to do what he needs to do in this place that I'm in. So the first thing he put on my heart was yes. My yes and my time. And as I was reflecting over that, I had to open my heart and accept and ask him to forgive me, because in this place that I'm in, all that he's asking for is my yes and my time. He don't ask for much but those two things. So as I began to ponder over that, I was like, Lord, you know, I thought I was. I feel like I have been, God. But he started opening my eyes and showing me me. And that is where you got to really be in that place of being honest with yourself. And I said, Lord, I want to start being true, not just to you, but myself and others as well. So I had to be honest with myself and say, was I really giving God my yes and my time as he requires of me, and not what I thought and believed that I should be. And then he started showing me sometimes some areas of reflection. And I couldn't do nothing, never cry. I couldn't do nothing but cry and say, Lord, forgive me. Because I cut you short. I cut you short. So in the midst of me reflecting on that, I just had to start praying. I said, Lord, help me in my lack of consistency and faithfulness unto you and intentionally. Because in order for you to do the things you need to do for me, or want to do for me, I gotta let you be you and give you what's required of me. So today I made a choice to choose. And considering my yes and my time to him. And begin again, he told me to reset yesterday. So in my resetting and considering these things, I had to also accept and acknowledge my role that I played in this again. And he brought up to me Martha and Mary, which he has told me before to be careful of. But in my reflecting of my time and considering my yes and my time, I had to accept what he showed me about me. Again, in this place, I got to trust him. Not only trusting him to do what he's going to do, but in trusting what he says and showing me about me. Because if I don't accept the truth, how am I going to get free? How am I going to be able to get through this place that I'm in if I can't accept and show me? So I said, Lord, I see. I accept. He said, don't get consumed by the worries and cares of this life. Don't get busy doing all kinds of things and in the middle of it shortchanging. When doing just enough to get by, and I was thinking about that, I was like, Lord,
But in this time, trusting his place, all he want me to do is say yes to my time. And do like Mary's doing, sit at his feet. And when I started thinking about that, I just had to lay on my face. I said, God, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Because you most definitely deserve my yes and my time. My yes and my time. But in the midst of it, I still had to face me. I had to recognize my errors and my shortcomings. My things that was causing me to be confused. How I got wrapped up in consumed by everything else and thinking and believing that I was balancing my time. That's what I believe. I believe that I was doing the balance. Jesus, but in truth, that's what I believe. And a couple of days ago, I was in the midst of conversation and I was like, I said, I gotta do right by God. And not because his words that we're supposed to, but because I love God and I don't ever want to be in a place of making him feel like any and everything is more important to him when it is not. When I see myself doing it and realize and recognize it, I got to get it together. Regardless of how anybody else feel, what they say or think, I got to get it together for me, because it be a pulling and a tugging on me that's convicting me. They're saying, Lisa, I need you over here. And I can't ignore it. I don't know about nobody else, but I can't ignore it. So in the midst of me looking at me and what he's showing me about me and what I'm doing, he told me again, love is a sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for love? And I'm like, oh Lord, that's a deep question, God. So I pondered on it before I opened my mouth or even started thinking something, and just pondered on it. And thinking about how much he loved me, how much he has sacrificed for me, for his love. What am I willing to sacrifice? My time, myself, company, whatever it may be, funds, for his love. And because his love mean that much to me, I'm willing to give him my yes, to give him what he needs, requires of me, regardless of what it means in the midst of having or not having, because that sets the boundary right there. And for me, that's a boundary that I can't cross. That's a boundary that I made a choice in my heart to say is either or, not in between. And God already said in his word, how to cope, we got to pick a side. We got to pick a side. So in the midst of this facing me, I got to face that fear within. I got to face that what if on them and throw all that stuff to the side. And in the midst of me pointing out the others, I'm like, Lord, I just surrender it all to you, God. I just give it all to you, because you keep telling me, trust you in this place that I'm in. And I've been saying, Lord, show me how, what I need to do, what I'm supposed to be doing, God. Show me me. And he doing it. At the same time, still pulling me through. I got you. He's showing me what to do in this area. Come on. I got you still. Keep going. And then getting to the next part and be like, oh, Jesus. It's getting a little bit weighty. He like, still, I got you. Trust me. Trust me. Cast your cares upon me. That situation that concerned, I'll give you what to do and how to do it. Because in the midst of it, me thinking I'm balancing things the way I'm balancing them, I'm like, I don't even know how to approach this. But as I start beginning to go to God and do what the scripture he been having me reflect on, which is Proverbs 3, he been having me reflect on. In all my ways, Proverbs 3 and 6 and 7. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back up to 5. 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, and fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. And I had not only been just meditating over those, but just reading that whole chapter. He's talking about using wisdom. He said we should cherish wisdom. And he said the beginning of the fear of the Lord is wisdom. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I ain't been using my wisdom properly. Help me in this. And I realized as well, I left out the part of acknowledging God in all my ways. When I used to get up first thing every morning, no matter what I did or how I do it, I'm like, okay, Lord, what we doing, how we doing, when we doing it. And I was like, yeah, I think that's where I fell short, Lord. And I had to ask him again, Lord, forgive me for not including you in each and every part of my life, because until you start actually acknowledging God in everything that you do, you don't realize how much he really will answer you or show you. And it started blooming when I first started doing, like, he showed me what to put on today or which way to go and how to get there. I'm like, Lord, I would be in this place if I would have did that, huh? Okay. But again, I accept me. I accept my correction. I accept my error. I accept him showing me what was inside of me. And even still, in this place, his grace and his mercy that he gave me, that he's been giving me, I thank him for it. That I can begin again and restart in my trust in him and him building me up in this place that I'm in. I can't tell you what this place is, but all I know where I'm at, he said he got me. Don't worry about it. I got you. So in the midst of me reflecting all these things, pondering all these things, and in the midst of praying and crying out to God, because I'm like, Lord, I got to get it right with you. I don't like when my daddy mad at me and disappointed in me. But I thank him that he still loved me so much in spite of me, that he's still like, come on, let me hold your hand. I got you. Come on. And I just be like a baby. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. I'm coming. Because I'm learning that he knows what's best for me. I'm understanding that even though I may not understand, that he has already wrote my story. He has already put some things in place. And sometimes some things be out of place. And even in the midst of that, he can put it in his proper place. And I'm like, Lord, thank you. Because I didn't know what I was doing. So by the time I got finished pondering, reflecting, meditating over the scripture, he gave me one last thing. One last thing. See about my father's business. And I'll see about yours. And I was like, you know what, God? I forgot about that too. I let that get put to the side. Thinking and believing I'm balancing. Thinking that I got it all handled and worked out. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. But still now I realize I'm really missing something. I'm really still missing something. And I said, Lord, it's just time to simply reset. It's time to do like you say, just begin again. In the midst of it, just keep pressing and moving forward. And he just reminded me the endurance. In the midst of the endurance, the strength that he's given, and continue to just be patient. And be patient in the midst of all these things that's going through, because sometimes it gets to the point where you're like, God, I want to hurry up and get through this part because I don't like where I'm at. But he kept reminding me, I got to go through the process, because if I don't go through the process, I'm going to miss something that I need. And in that song called In This Place, I listened to that again today. In the midst of it, it just talked to me so hard. Because it said this place I'm in, it feel like a terrible place, and I feel all alone, but I know I'm not. But it's like, who do I turn to? Because then when you start talking to certain folks and thinking and believing they got the right advice, they don't. And he was like, I can't even talk to you. So I'm like, God, it's just me and you. I just got to talk to you. And that's, again, still in this place, trust him. Because we can go and talk to God about anything. It does not matter what's pertaining to or concerning, how big or little it is, how sensitive it may be. We can trust him with our secrets. So yet again, there's another thing that reminded me, in this place, I can trust him with whatever it may be, with whatever it is. So after I, you know, got that last thing he gave me, see about my father's business. And I remember what Jesus was talking to his mother and his father when they were out and about, and they was, you know, asking, where did you go? What were you doing? That's what he asked him. He had to go see about his father's business. And they was like, what you mean? But he was talking about God. And I'm realizing that sometimes people don't understand that when they are not in that place of building a relationship with God or have that communication with him, they think you're saying something that don't make sense. But it makes sense to you. But even that, I have learned, even in spite of, you still got to do what you got to do instead of trying to get them to understand. You can't make some people understand. Sometimes you can't even give them the proof of the evidence to even try to show them. It don't make sense to them if they not there. So I had to accept that. But that's unacceptable to me sometimes. Like, you don't accept that God's things are important. You may think and believe that is not of importance, but to me it is. To me it is. So I had to accept that some people are not going to accept those things, but it does not matter because I'm not trying to please men. I'm trying to please God. And that is where I got to hold up a standard to him again, trusting him in this place. Because sometimes you're going to lose people and things when you want to do what the will of God is. And they may not accept it. But learn to accept that they don't accept and be okay with it. So I still had to ask God to continue to touch my heart with that.
And that don't make me angry or even offend me, because they trying to tell me something. I'm like, nah, that ain't what it is. So in this place, he say, just trust me. Trust him with me and continue to give him my yes and my time. In the midst of, he said, I'll work it out. He's Mr. Fix-It. He'll work it out for me. He told me the other day, I'm making all things beautiful. And it's one more song, and I wanted to listen to it because when I was listening to it, it's called So Beautiful by Maverick Music. But when I was reflecting in meditation, listening to it, I had kind of dozed off and I had this dream, but in that dream, everybody was singing it. Everybody was singing it. All the people were singing it. And when I woke up, I was like, Lord, what was that? Most beautiful. Most beautiful. And it just was a beautiful song, not just in the song, but just the words that said, I'm so in love with you. And God was telling us that he is our, referring to turn back to our first love, he is our first love. And in another part of it, it was saying to us, just one look. He just took one look at us. And I'm like, Lord. And it's just that feeling of being in love with him and him with us. And it just, I don't know, it just did something to me. But in that moment, it just was really just putting in my heart how much he loves me. Even though I may be in this place, he's right there with me. He's right there with me. So I just thank God that even though I may not fully understand, I may not know which way I'm going, but I know that he does. And if I continue to just keep giving him my yes and my time, he can continue to direct me. And if I continue to do what this word say, acknowledge him in all my ways and lean not to my own understanding, it might be all right. But I thank him. Because even in the midst of the discomfort, it is teaching me some things. And it's also showing me how to keep my eyes open to the truth. When you see a thing or you hear a thing, and you be looking like, that ain't what they said. Yes, it is what they said. Believe it. Accept it. That's what it is. And even though they may try to convince you opposite or otherwise, they can say one thing, they actually show something else. But still in the midst of it, trust God with all of it. Because as he said, he's making all things beautiful. And I thank him for that, to be able to see the beauty in what he's doing, even when the enemy may want it to be for my bad. He's still allowing it to work out for my good. So I thank him for this time. I thank him for his love and his sacrifice for me. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him that even in spite of me being me, that nothing has separated his love from me. And even when I got off track, he still gave me an opportunity to get back on track so that we don't be separated. Nothing will separate my love from him. And I thank God for being a loving God that he is. I thank him for just being God. Just for being God, because he's truly been allowing us to grow and to know who he is for us and how much he loves us. How much he loves us, and it's really a beautiful thing to see how much God loves us when we really look at ourselves and see just how much ugly is on the inside of us, but he's still in our imperfections. He still sees something beautiful. He still look and say, that's my baby. That's my child. That one belongs to me, and the devil can't have him. And I just thank him for that. That really, really moves my heart and just makes me fall in love with God even more, just knowing all the ways that he loves us, all the ways that he cares and wants to protect and provide for us. Is just amazing to me, the provider that he is, and not just the stuff, but the peace in the midst of the chaos, the peace of mind in the midst of the wondering and wandering. I've just been thanking God every day, all day, and I just can't help but cry, because in the place that we are in, we may feel like it's not a great place, but he is there, and he loves us so much. And all he wants us to do is trust him with us and with everything that's going on around us, and not allow these things to consume us and get us to a place that we forget or get distracted or lacking what he wants us to be doing for him, being about his business, being consistent and faithful and intentional, giving him our yes and our time, and just simply believing and standing on his word. And I thank God for his word, because not only this written word been really, really helping me, but the remembering and recalling his spoken word of everything that he has said, because his word is true. We know that his word does not return void. And we know in the midst of everything that's being spoken, we know the enemy want to try to cause us to think and believe that it's a lie. But I thank God for the encouragement and even helping us to embrace the promise more, that we won't be in a place of lacking in faith and believing him. And that's another thing that he was dealing with me about, my lack of faith and belief. And be like, don't allow that thing to shake you. Don't allow that thing to make you feel like I forgot about you. That ain't so. Again, trust me in this place. I got you. I got you. And it's such a comfort to think about God being our Father and we are his children, and how we as parents tell our kids, come on, I got your hand, you know, to keep us safe. That's how it reflects to me. God being our Father and holding our hand in the midst of it. He's like, okay, just trust me. You don't got to look around nowhere. Just keep your eyes stayed on me. And that's when it happens, when you take our eyes off him. When he's saying, yeah, trust me in this place. Acknowledge me in all your ways. I'm like, all right, God, I reset. But I believe that everything we learned last year, he's allowing us to apply this year and recognize these things so that we won't be in that place so long, even if we get to that place. And I am truly grateful for that. I'm truly grateful for that, because in the midst of it, he's still like, okay, you got your armor, you got your tools, you got your people. Now, come on. You ain't left out here by yourself. And I'm here. And I'm here. And that is the greatest thing we can have, is God. And I thank him for making me know that he's real in my life, that he's not a figment of my imagination. That when I was little, I used to pray that and say, Lord, are you real? Show me. God, I don't know what to do with this life you've given me. If you real, what I'm supposed to do? And here we are. Now, me, 34 years later, he's showing me how to live this life and what I'm supposed to do, what I used to pray and ask for when I was little. Not knowing it was going to be like this, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't go back. And I pray that I can continue not only for myself, but help others to come on this journey, because it's definitely life changing. So that's what he put on my heart. It was a couple of notes, and I just expounded on it as he gave them to me. But trust him in this place. Just trust him. Easier said than done, but it is doable. It's doable, and the outcome is always amazing. I thank God for every experience and every situation that has occurred in my life that is teaching me how to trust him. The very first thing that he has ever spoke to me and asked me, do I trust him to do it? Do I believe that he can? Was me being healed from my sickness that the doctors diagnosed me with, these sickness they tried to say that I had. When they wanted to tell me that I was having hypothyroidism and partial diabetic, and they wanted to give me all kind of medications for anxiety, which did not help and did nothing. But that was my first step. And ever since then, it's like he's been taking it higher just a little bit more. Even in the midst of losing things, still in the midst of saying, you can still trust me, because even though you lost that, just know that I still got you. I'm your provider, and he has still been doing that. So I thank God for helping me to grow and trusting him and go just a little bit higher. And yes, it get a little bit uncomfortable, but in the midst of a discomfort, I know he molding and shaping and making me into what he want me to be. So I bless him on tonight. I humbly give God my yes and my time willingly, and I love him so much, and I thank him for everything that he has done, is doing, and about to do for me. And I am in agreement with everything that he is speaking and spoken over my life, because I know that his word is true. So I bless him. I surrender all of everything to him on tonight, and I lay it at his feet, no matter what's concerning or pertaining to tonight. I leave it him, with him on tonight, and I'm continuing to bless him and worship him and honor him. So Lord, tonight I give it all to you, and I'm laying at your feet, and in this place, yeah, I'm just gonna trust you. Yeah. In spite of my fears, God, In spite of me not knowing which way to go, I know that you are the way. And to keep my eyes stayed on you. And may I always continue to remember to acknowledge you in all my ways. And lean not to my own understanding, Father. I thank you on tonight for making all things beautiful, God. Not just for me, God, but for all of us, God. I thank you on tonight, God, for giving all of us direction in this journey of the place that we are in. Because we are all in a different place, God. But no matter what place that we are in, Father God, we all have you, God. And we know you have no respect of person, God. So you will lead and guide and direct all of us, God, into the way that you want us to go. We want to say thank you on tonight. God, may we all continue to cast our cares upon you, God, because we know that you care for us, God. Let's continue, Father God, to submit and surrender it all unto you, Father God, each and every day, God, because we know new days. Every day brings new challenges, Father God. But we know, God, that you are the same, God, and you do not change, God. So, Lord God, in that last place that we trust you in, we can trust you in this place, God. And we continue to hold onto your hand, God. Father God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, you sever it in all fears, God. That you, Lord God, will cut them up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That we may continue, Father God, to walk behind you, Lord God, as you lead us, God. Because we know, God, you have gone before us. You have already gone before us, God. So you know what lies ahead of us, God. We know that no matter what lies within our path, Father God, our life is in your hand, God. No matter the weapons that form it, they will not prosper, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, that we don't have to worry or feel. But we can just simply trust you with us, Lord God. And in everything attached to us and concerning us, Lord God. Because we know that you got good thoughts forward towards us, Lord God. And we thank you for the good thoughts that you have toward us, Lord God, that reminds us, Lord God, that you're thinking of us in a good way, God. God, on tonight, Lord God, we surrender all of our thoughts unto you, God. That may, Lord God, be established and aligned for your will and your way and your word on tonight, God. That we will not wander and wander no more, God. Tonight, we want to break free from these things. But we know we can't do it on our own, Lord God. So we humbly come before you, God, and ask you to help us. In this place that we are in, as you continue, Lord God, to teach us how to trust you, Lord God. God, we bow down to you, Father God, and not to another, Lord God. We bow down to you, Lord God, because we know nobody is greater than you, Lord God. Any idols, Lord God, that we have worshipped and put before you, God, knowing and unknowing, Lord God, we ask your forgiveness. We lay them at your feet, God, because they can't do what you do, God, like you do, God. They may try to be like you, Lord God, but they cannot compare or compete, God. Yes. Oh, God, we bless your name on tonight, God. You are worthy, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised, God. We thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love that you have for us, God. Continue to outpour your love, Lord God, and may we continue, Lord God, to accept and embrace the love that you have for us, God. And as you give it to us, God, may we continue, Lord God, to freely give it to those around us, God. God, continue to prepare our hearts, Lord God. Prepare us, God, to accept, to receive what you have for us, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for preparing us to accept and receive what you have for God. May we be anxious for nothing, Lord God, but with anticipation and expectation, God, because we know, God, that you move on our behalf, Father God. We know, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that your promise is yes and amen, Lord God. So, Lord God, in spite of what we see and what we hear, or we don't see what we hear, Father God, may we not worry. But simply, Lord God, put it in your hands and ask you, Lord God, to make it according to your will, your purpose, and your plan, and your perfect timing. Because your time is always right on time. Forgive us, Lord God, for not being in alignment with your time, Father God. Or try to make the timing line up, God, because it's all a part of your plan, God, for you to get the glory, Lord God. And in advance, God, we glorify your name for the thing that you're about to do, God. We glorify your name in advance, Father God, for working it out for us, God. We glorify your name in advance, Father God, for the thing that you're doing to glorify your name, because you are glorious. We bless you on tonight, God. Oh, God, we tell you tonight that we love you and we appreciate you so much, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Father God, to show us and show us you. Oh, Lord, we lift you up on tonight. Father God, I ask you, continue, Lord God, to touch the hearts on tonight. Continue, Lord God, to cover us in the blood and hide us behind the cross, Lord God. And keep us in that safe place on today, God. Oh, God, we bless you and we lift you up on tonight, God. We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God. And we want to give you the highest praise on tonight, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah, because you deserve it all, Lord God. And we don't want to hold it back from you, Lord God. We want to give it to you, Lord God, because you are the best and you deserve it. And we thank you, God. God, continue to meet us in the sanctuary on tonight, God. Continue to touch every heart on tonight, God. And as we surrender it all, God, let us leave in a place of peace and leaving it all behind us, God. We thank you, Father God, for severing the past. And in everything, Lord God, that has been behind us, Lord God, let us continue to leave it there and not look back, God. But keeping our eyes stayed forward on you, God. Seeking our help that comes from you, God. And lifting up our hands to you and giving you praise, God. We thank you on tonight, God. God, we bow down to you on tonight, God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, God, and you truly are greatly to be praised, and we bless you, God. We give you our adoration on tonight, Father God, because we love you so much, God, and we appreciate you, God. We cannot thank you enough for all that you have done, God. We are grateful to you, God. We are grateful unto you, God, and we thank you, God. You are marvelous to us, Lord. We appreciate you. God, continue to consider our prayers, Lord God, and all those we called out to you by name, Father God. We uplift up to you on tonight every individual, Lord God, that we have been calling out by name, God. We ask that you would touch them on tonight, God. Their families, Lord God, those things connected to them on tonight, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to do as you do best, God. Continue, Lord God, to touch the marriages now and to come, God. Continue, Lord God, to reconcile the relationships on tonight, God, and the families on tonight, God. Lord God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to comfort and prepare that family on tonight, God. God, continue to move in a mighty way, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bring back the backslider, God, or bring back that one who think and believe, Lord God, that you don't want them to come back, Father God. When that is a lie from the devil, pits of hell, God, touch your people on tonight, God, and let them know, Lord God, that nothing separates your love from them, Lord God. That they are welcome, Lord God. So, God, let them come unto you on tonight, Lord God. Even those, Lord God, who don't have a relationship with you, Father God, but they want one, God, but they don't know where to start, God. God, I'm asking right now, as the seed is planted, Lord God, let it be watered and you get the increase, God. And it may come into a place of salvation, God. Continue to touch, God, and do what you only you can do, God. Lord God, continue to save your people on tonight, Father God, because only you can save us, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have saved us, Lord God, from our own selves, Lord God, from going down the road of destruction, God, making our lives change for the better, God. We thank you on tonight, God, because since you have come into our lives, God, it has not been the same, God. It has been beautiful, Lord God, even in spite of the trials and the tests and the storms that come, Lord God. You still make it beautiful for us, and we want to thank you for making all things beautiful. God, we love you so much, God. Oh, God, continue to meet us in this sanctuary, Lord God. Continue to outpour your spirit, Lord God, and rest upon us, God. And we give you all the glory, God, all the praise, and all the honor, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless
thank
you.
Thank you,
bless
Lord.
You. We bless you.
For giving us that word.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Blessing.
Hallelujah. We bless you, God.
We trust you, God.
Hallelujah, we bless you, God.
Even hallelujah, in spite of it all, we gonna trust you, God.
Hallelujah.
Even when we can't see it, we gonna trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even when it's hard to believe it, we will trust you, God. We will not lean to our own understanding.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. 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 I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I would trust in the Lord.
Thank you.
See, when you go into that place of trust in the Lord, you have an unordinary praise. That's why you went into that praise and that worship. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. It gave me an ordinary praise and worship. When he start taking you to a whole nother place in him and trusting him and believing in him, it's a whole nother territory you entering into. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When he get to manifesting himself and showing himself in your life, when you can't see a way, don't know a way, and then all of a sudden he gonna make a way. Yeah, it ain't no ordinary praise when he healing your body. When the doctor said you can't be. You have an unordinary praise when he opening up a door that you knew could not be opened by nowhere else. And you know it wasn't nothing you can do to open it. Yeah. It becomes an unordinary praise when he delivered you from death door. When he fixed the unfixable, reconciled the what you thought couldn't be reconciled. We talking about that kind of praise that you ain't distracted by nothing. Only thing that you can do is go into a praise of worship. And a thanksgiving be inside of your heart. You can't keep silent. You can't keep still. You ain't modest. You ain't worried about what nobody else doing, baby. Because it's an unordinary praise. It's an unordinary worship. Hey. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for reminding us to trust you. We thank you for the prayer after the word, God. We thank you for the fulfillment, Jesus. We thank you for giving us that unordinary worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said it's coming. It's coming because you trust me. He said it's coming because you trust me. He said it's coming because you trust me. I dare you to trust him a little bit more. Lord, we come in agreement with what you say. We trust you. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious. He is so gracious towards us. And he just be wanting to remind us, I ain't forgot about you. I remember what I said. What he had me praying and talking about earlier on today. What he tell us, we store it inside of our mind. But our thoughts start making us question or make us doubt or fear. I believe God. And so I'm going to praise him in advance. He done gave me that unordinary worship. And I'm going to do it with every muscle and every fiber in my being. I'm going to trust him with any and every area of my life. Any and everything that he spoke on my heart. Just like I prayed earlier, I'm saying it now. Lord, prepare our hearts to accept it. We accept what you declare. We accept what you decree. We trust you. How ironic is it that he had you speaking on what you were speaking on if you pay attention to what he had me praying way before you even start speaking. I'm just talking about God tonight. We trust you, God. You ain't created us to worship, to worry. You created us to worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word on tonight, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for yet again putting your people on one accord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that you have given us. Even in the midst of the waiting. Yeah, you got to learn how to be peaceful in that waiting for that thing to manifest. Not anxious, what you say? Don't be anxious for nothing. Not anxious, but at peace. Because he preparing you for the getting. He preparing you to receive it. But in order to receive it, you got to first accept that what he says is true. In accepting it, you got to be in expectation, waiting for him to prepare you to receive it. I'm just saying, y'all. Help us in that area, Lord. Help us in that area, God. In your son Jesus' name, help us. Jesus, come on, you guys. Let's just tell the Lord thank you. In advance for what he is about to do in our lives, we want to thank him. We want to thank him in advance for what he's about to do. We thank him in advance. We waiting in expectation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Haya mahashande de lokosia. Jesus, because I know he's doing it. Dispatch your angels on our behalf, God. Even now, Lord, the manifestation is going to become visible in our lives. You see, because I believe, God, and I trust him. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, her word has went forward. I just thank God for putting us on one accord. I thank him for any and everything that he's doing in our lives. We're going to get ready to get our offering. And then we're going to dismiss. When God done, we done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's so gracious towards us. He's so gracious towards us. He knows what we need, when we need it, how much of it we need it, and even how he's going to give it to us in a nick of time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for everything that he's doing in all of our lives. I thank him for giving us that assurance. What did I say Sunday? He gave us assurance that we can remember that we have insurance in him. I just thank him for that. I just thank him for that. I thank him for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our offering and then we're going to dismiss you guys. Thank you, Jesus. He has done so much for us already. Already. And then what he is about to do. I'm excited for the next. Did y'all hear me praying that? I'm excited for the next, baby. Because I done closed all that other, them other chapters is gone over with. I done got through that. I'm excited for the next. I'm excited for the next. Because of what he has already done. Thank you, Jesus.